Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, February 23rd. For the first time in more than 50 years, a U.S. spacecraft has landed on the moon.
We can confirm, without a doubt, as our equipment is on the surface of the moon.
The Odysseus lander, nicknamed Odie, made touchdown just before 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, a little delayed after it experienced some unexpected issues. It's the first successful American lunar mission since the Apollo series, and the first time a private company has ever landed anything on the moon. CNN's Kristen Fisher has more on Intuitive Machines' huge achievements.
Just a few hours before landing, Intuitive Machines announced that there was an issue with Odysseus's navigation system. It wasn't working. But in a spectacular example of a public-private partnership, it just so happened that one of Odysseus's or Intuitive Machines' paying customers, NASA, had an experimental piece of equipment that did the exact same thing. And so engineers on Earth were able to patch up a fix and allow Odysseus to safely navigate that treacherous terrain on the south pole of the moon, dodging craters and boulders to find a safe space to land.
The Biden administration is set to impose sanctions on over 500 targets in response to the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. The sanctions come on the eve of the two-year anniversary of Russia's war in Ukraine, and their targets range from the country's defense industry to sources of revenue for its economy. Russia's prison service said Navalny died last week after being held for months in an Arctic Circle jail, but we still don't know how. President Joe Biden has blamed Russia's President Vladimir Putin, calling him a crazy SOB at a fundraiser this week, and expressed his admiration for Navalny's courage and fight against corruption. All political eyes are on South Carolina as the state prepares to vote in tomorrow's GOP primary.
Nikki Haley is losing to me. It looks like she's going to lose by 25 or 30 points. That's a lot.
You can have him win any primary you want. He will not win a general election.
The former governor of the state, Nikki Haley, is vowing to stay in the race, despite former President Donald Trump leading in the polls. But Trump has other things to worry about while also campaigning. The judge overseeing New York's $355 million civil fraud case has denied his request to delay the judgment for a month. And just yesterday, Trump's legal team moved to dismiss the criminal indictment he's facing for keeping classified information at his Mar-a-Lago residence. More Alabama fertility clinics are saying they're going to stop offering IVF in the state as Democrats introduce a bill to protect it. It's been 1 week since Alabama's Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos have the same rights as children under state law, and that anyone who destroyed them could be held liable for wrongful death. That decision has led three major fertility clinics in the state to halt IVF, and this woman says she's been told she won't be able to continue with her treatments in Alabama after years of trying to conceive.
I've gone through three miscarriages, and it honestly felt like a very similar feeling.
The ruling has already become a hot political issue, and Democrats in the Alabama State House have introduced a bill that would declare that fertilized eggs or embryos outside of a human uterus would not be considered an unborn child in state law. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the war in Ukraine started, and after this quick break, we'll tell you how you can help kids affected by the conflict. It'll be 2 years tomorrow since Russia's war in Ukraine started, and places like Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, have been so badly hit by the war that only two schools remain open for students. Since the invasion, CNN audiences have donated over $8 million to help the people of Ukraine. But as the war now enters its third year, help is still needed. If you want to donate to help humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, go to CNN Impact Your World and choose between dozens of nonprofits registered with our site. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.